Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday, one and all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I am so glad to announce the return of one of my favorite guests, a frequent contributor to the show, Mr. Tom Polsiewicz, a Navy veteran, a small business owner, and also a congressional candidate who made some inroads in the traditionally very red but now more purple Waukesha County. Welcome back to the program, Tom. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here again. I'd say a few things happened since last April, so I know we're going to talk about a whole bunch more today.
Yes, we are. And because Tom is here, because we're going to be visiting a number of different topics, all of them, of course, what's going on right now in the political atmosphere, we are going to denote this entire Monday show as a sound-off Monday, which means that you, each and every one of you, get a chance to participate if there are things on your mind as we get into some of our topics today. If you've got topics that you want Tom and I to address that we don't have going quite yet, you are free to call or text in 855-752-4842, especially as the government shutdown continues. Remember that Civic Media, and especially this show right here, The Maggie Dawn Show, we have created a dedicated email and phone line for you to tell us how the big, brutal bill, the shutdown, Donald Trump's willy-nilly billionaire-led slashing of federal agencies, now the firing of thousands of federal employees, how all of this nastiness is impacting your family. That dedicated email address is wematter@civicmedia.us. Again, that's wematter@civicmedia.us. Be sure to tell us your first name, where you're from, and what these impacts are. How are you feeling it? And if you would prefer to call in and leave us a voicemail message, 855-755-0771. Again, that's 855-755-0771. And folks, as I broadcast to you every day from WAUK here in southeastern Wisconsin, remember, we've got a brand new FM signal for you all to listen to Civic Media on. It's 100.3 FM, very strong signal all across southeastern Wisconsin. If you were looking for that FM signal, we got it for you now, so tell all your friends. Of course, I come to you across the Civic Media Talk Network, all the way up to Hayward, Wisconsin. We're now into Michigan, Minnesota, and the Chicagoland area. So, Tom, it's a great place, great time to be back with us here at Civic Media. Let's jump into a bit of the shutdown discussion. There was a fascinating back and forth between J.D. Vance and George Stephanopoulos on his Sunday morning talk show. It's this week on ABC. Yes. And George apparently isn't taking some of the bull pucky anymore from the vice president. Let's take a listen to this first exchange.
George, I saw media reports that Tom Homan accepted a bribe. There's no evidence of that. And here's, George, why fewer and fewer people watch your program and why you're losing credibility. Because you're talking for now 5 minutes with the Vice President of the United States about this story regarding Tom Homan, a story that I've read about, but I don't even know the video that you're talking about. Meanwhile, low-income women can't get food because the Democrats and Chuck Schumer have shut down the government. Right now, we're trying to figure out how to pay our troops because Chuck Schumer has shut down the government. You're focused on a bogus story. You're insinuating criminal wrongdoing against a guy who has done nothing wrong instead of focusing on the fact that our country is struggling because our government's shut down. Let's talk about the real issues, George. I think the American people would benefit much more from that than from you going down some weird left-wing rabbit hole where the facts clearly show that Tom Homan didn't engage in any criminal wrongdoing.
It's not a weird left-wing rabbit hole. I didn't insinuate anything. I asked you whether Tom Homan accepted $50,000, as was heard on an audio tape recorded by the FBI in September 2024, and you did not answer the question. Thank you for your time this morning.
No, Governor George, Governor I said that I don't.
Up next, we'll be right back.
Yeah, enough of that. Stephanopoulos followed up a little bit more. He went to commercial there because he didn't want to let the vice president effectively filibuster with a bunch of talking points and the blame game. Listen to this follow-up.
The White House border czar Tom Homan was recorded on an FBI surveillance tape in September 2024 accepting $50,000 in cash. Did he keep that money or give it back?
George, you've covered the story ad nauseum. Tom Homan did not take a bribe. It's a ridiculous smear. And the reason you guys are going after Tom Homan so aggressively is because he's doing the job of enforcing the law. I think it's really preposterous. I know Tom. I think that he's a good man. He gets death threats. He gets attacked. He gets constantly threatened by people because he has the audacity to want to enforce the country's immigration laws. I think that it would be a much more interesting story about why is it that Tom Homan, who is simply enforcing Americans' immigration laws, is getting constantly harassed and threatened to the point of death threats. That's a much more interesting question that I think journalists should focus on. We can agree to disagree on that question.
Well, wait, you said he didn't take a bribe, but I'm not sure you answered the question. Are you saying that he did not accept the $50,000?
George, this story has been covered ad nauseum. He did not take a bribe. Did he accept $50,000? I'm sure that in the course of Tom Homan's life, he has been paid more than $50,000 for services. The question is, did he do something illegal? And there's absolutely no evidence that Tom Homan has ever taken
a
bribe.
I'm asking you, did he accept,
he's working in the administration.
I'm asking you, did he accept the $50,000 that was caught on the surveillance tape? Did he accept that $50,000 or not?
George, I don't know what you're talking about. Did he accept $50,000 for what?
Wow. He was recorded on an audio tape in September 2024, an FBI surveillance tape, accepting $50,000 in cash. Did he keep that money?
Accepting $50,000 for doing what, George? I'm not even sure I understand the question. Is it illegal to take a payment for doing services? The FBI has not prosecuted him. I've never seen any evidence that he's engaged in criminal wrongdoing. Nobody has accused Tom of violating a crime, even the far-left media like yourself. So I'm actually not sure what the precise question is. Did he accept $50,000? Honestly, George, I don't know the answer to that question. What I do know is that he didn't violate a crime.
So you don't, what was caught on the tape, you're
heard,
saying right
we've
now.
Heard enough. We've heard enough. Folks, we're going to go to the phones in just a moment. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I do realize that the Supreme Court has said, but as long as you pay the bribe after the service has been provided, you know, that counts as a gratuity, it's not an ethical violation.
It's a tip.
It sounds almost like that's what Vance is trying to say. But I found the vice president's responses to this to be laughable in the extreme. He's asking a pretty simple question. There's tape that he accepted $50,000 in cash. I'm not talking about his compensation over his lifetime, Mr. Vice President. I'm asking you, does Tom Homan today still retain possession of the $50,000 that FBI agents gave him in a sting operation? Pretty simple question.
Yes, very simple question with absolutely no answer. You know, one of the things I noticed about JD, though,
we might have a little breakup. Jacob, are you hearing Tom break up a little bit there? Yeah, we just lost Tom. We'll work to get Tom back. But this is the sort of thing that really deeply disturbs me. It's not a left-wing talking point. It's a reasonable question that someone who is in charge of billions and billions and billions of dollars of appropriations to deal with immigration law and border security appears to have been okay with accepting a bag of cash. If the FBI makes a judgment, or the U.S. attorney does, not to charge him, we have a right as the public to interrogate the whys behind that. It's not sufficient to simply say he wasn't charged with a crime. I don't know government officials in any circumstance who I would ever advise, hey, it's totally fine for you to take a bag of cash. Don't worry about that one. And I've advised government lawyers for a long time about ethics and conflicts of interest. This one just strains the imagination. Paul from Spooner, what you got for us this afternoon on the Monday edition of Sound Off?
I think what we've learned, I've seen a pattern over the last week or two, and we saw it with Stephen Miller, and I guess I'm going to ask you guys about it. When they make a statement, or if they want to make a statement, rather than telling the truth, they'll just make up some story that's go off for however many minutes. The other thing they've started doing is, like we saw with Stephen Miller the other day, is he freezes in the middle of the sentence. And we right. saw Bond, Pam Bondi did the same thing during her questioning. And we've now seen a dangling news lady doing the same thing. So their form of answers now is kind of like mums the word or just lie. If you can't make up a good lie, just mums the word, because you're not going to get any trouble that way. It just looks like a technical difficulty.
Yeah, Paul, thank you so much for that. Folks, we're rejoined by Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable men in politics, frequent contributor here on my show. What you saw from Pam Bondi last week was an utter refusal to engage even with the substance of the senator's questions, which were perfectly reasonable, including did the bag man Tom Homan keep the bag of cash? She can't answer that. Have you seen pictures of the sitting president of the United States with young women in various stages of undress of indeterminate age? She couldn't answer that question. What is the legal standard? What is the limiting principle by which the U.S. Department of Defense is bombing boats that are not military vessels, that are not in an active attack on the United States? She couldn't answer that question. And on and on and on it goes. She couldn't answer questions about her own conflicts of interest and what she did to ensure that the decisions she was making about certain pay-to-play allegations and foreign agent advocacy allegations were cleared by career ethics lawyers in the Department of Justice. I don't pick the topic that senators, given their oversight responsibilities, were trying to ask about. She wouldn't answer the question. Whether it's J.D. Vance, Mike Johnson, the president himself, Cash Patel, or Pam Bondi, the pattern is the same. Deflect, attack, don't answer the question, and when all else fails, just out and out lie about it. Pam was on the attack line last week because she couldn't affirmatively lie because she had actually been sworn in. I think she still did lie repeatedly, but it's a boondoggle of epic proportions. Tom's back with us. Your thoughts on this pattern and practice that we see, you know, parties have talking points, but I'm talking about the refusal to answer reasonable journalistic questions about very problematic behavior, with whether it's child sex trafficking or Bagman Homan. Folks.
Oh, and I agree. I mean, that.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
I think just to put this in a nutshell is they don't want to answer the questions. They feel offended even being asked.
Which they have no grounds to be offended. You're an elected official or an appointee. That's your job when Congress actually engages its oversight duties. We'll continue with this discussion. On the other side, we're going to get into the cronyism, the corruption, all about Qatar. Cronyism, corruption, and Qatar. Stay tuned. Coming up next, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC.